to CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Evacuations have been ordered for a fire burning north of Woodland Park in Teller County. About 4 acres have burned as 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts pushed the flames. Evacuations include the Mills Ranch Road neighborhood. Former Douglas County School District Superintendent Corey Wise is suing his former district. Wise says he was fired illegally over support for masking and equity policies, but he says protecting members of the school district was part of his job.
And my work advocating and standing up for those students who have protected rights and those employees who have protected rights is critical.
Wise described the meeting where he was told to resign or be fired.
You know, there was pretty clear ultimatum of what they wanted and what they had talked and agreed upon. And we want you to resign. We want you to resign when you get back Tuesday night. We want to know by Tuesday night, effective Wednesday. If you don't, we're prepared to terminate.
Wise filed his lawsuit today with federal and state offices against the district and the four majority members of the school board. The district has not returned CPR's calls for comment. Many growers on the western slope are assessing damage to crops after Tuesday night's freeze. At Blueboard Organic Fruit Company in Palisade, Annie Gingrich says she and her husband had to work to save their budding trees from overnight lows in the 20s.
We both prepared to sort of be up all night. We park the truck in the middle of the orchard where the wind machine is and keep the wind machine going.
Wind machines can increase the orchard's temperature a few critical degrees. Gingrich says she'll know if their farm's peach crop was badly damaged in a few days. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.